happy, picky, just be happy with this quickie.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Trevor Beggs. Welcome to The Quickie here on the Nux Misconduct Network. Before you listen to this episode, make sure you go subscribe to the Nux Misconduct Network. You get four shows. All the hockey talk, your heart desires, of course, with the Canuck bias, the West Coast bias. You got Power of the Towel with Nick Bondi. He had Eddie Lack on this week. Sipping on a 40 with Kyle Bowen. He had Nick Bondi and Grady Sass on the post-game show following the Game 2 win by those Vancouver Canucks. The most meaningful Canucks win in 5 years. Last but not least, you also get Silky and Filthy Kyle and I back at it in the studio today to talk about this crazy, insane few days of hockey we've had here in August. What kind of a world are we living in? Okay, speaking of crazy, insane hockey, I think in a tournament like this, where everyone's been off for 4.5 months, we've never seen anything like it before, you expect some upsets to happen. Right now, with most of the series at least tied after a game, I think it's safe to say that anything is possible here. Now, of course, the New York Rangers, a sexy upset pick, they got swept quickly by the Carolina Hurricanes. Those two teams not even in the same league. So the Rangers, I'm sorry, you're out of contention in the underdog rankings. But really, when we're talking about underdogs here, I really want to focus on two teams. And that is the Montreal Canadiens and the Chicago Blackhawks. Could either of these teams pull off the upset? I think the short answer to that question is yes. From what we've seen from these two in the first couple of games, I mean, Chicago was clearly the better team in game one against the Edmonton Oilers. Now, of course, McDavid was just not to be slowed down, and he completely took over game two and did so in dramatic fashion. But that being said, this is not an Oilers team you can trust for the 30 plus minutes that McDavid is not on the ice. The game changes when he's sitting on the bench. Maybe if McDavid pulls a LeBron and just plays, you know, 80 to 90% of his team's minutes, this is a different story. But I do think the Chicago Blackhawks have a chance to come back in this series. Come back? What am I talking about? They could win tonight. Make it a 2-1 series for the Blackhawks. They got the stars to do it. They're obviously scoring at 5-on-5. Again, their defense isn't to be trusted either. But I still think this is a wide open series. At the end of the day, though, I picked the Oilers in 4. I still got faith in McDavid to get it done. And as much as I don't really want to cheer for either of these teams, and I think everyone in Canucks Nation probably feels the same way, we should all agree that Connor McDavid in the playoffs is good for the NHL. And it's good for our own entertainment. He is a hell of a fucking hockey player. Now, when I look at the other matchup and those Montreal Canadiens, those pesky Montreal Canadiens, part of me thinks that they actually have a better chance of pulling off an upset against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And again, this just comes down to trust in the goalies, trust in the teams from what I've seen with my own eyes in the first two games. Look, clearly the Montreal Canadiens have not been the better team through the first two games. But what has been apparent is that Carey Price could actually pull this off. Because when I say the Canadiens have been outplayed, I don't mean they've been bad. They haven't been dog shit. They clearly don't have the horses that Pittsburgh does. But their young guys, especially Nick Suzuki and Jesperi Kotkaniemi, have looked real solid through the first couple of games. Shea Weber and Jeff Petrie on defense, they both look like number one defensemen right now. They're both playing great hockey. And again, when we talk about goaltending, Matt Murray is the guy in net. He obviously looks pretty good in game two. But there's just something about the erraticness in his play. Erraticness, is that even a word? Who the fuck knows? I just think the Montreal Canadiens could potentially pull this off. Do I think they actually will? No. I originally picked the Penguins at 5 games. I do think the Montreal Canadiens will steal another game here. I don't know if it's game 3 tonight. I don't know if it's game 4. But I do think the Canadiens come out with another win before the Pittsburgh Penguins eliminate them. But if I had to pick between one to upset right now, I'm picking the Montreal Canadiens. Call me crazy. This is hockey in August. It's all pretty damn crazy. Let's be real for a second. I'm Trevor Bakes. Thanks again for listening to The Quickie here on the Nux Misconduct Network. Once again, go check out some of the other shows on our network. Great content for you. And make sure to go to nuxmisconduct.com to catch up on everything related to your Vancouver Canucks.